Well, it's 10:40 on Sunday morning, bright sunny day, riding into a bit of a headwind unfortunately. 30k to go to get to Innisfail, which is the second of Eugene's checkpoints that I have to pass through on this this record attempt. At Innisfail I turn left, effectively. Supposedly that's why it's shorter to be going anti-clockwise around Australia rather than clockwise, because if I'm making left turns all the time, I save a little bit on the corners. It's quite tropical around here. I can see the range of mountains to my left, which is the Great Dividing Range. That's what I've got to climb over once I head west from Innisfail. To my right at the moment, sugarcane fields, not that much further over, Mission Beach, which is a beautiful tropical coast resort. It's got lovely Dunk Island just a few k's offshore, so it's a pretty nice part of the world up here. Now in crocodile country, I just had a short break at a rest stop back there, and there's a sign warning you not to go too close to the water. But I knew that anyway. Making reasonable progress this morning, although it has been a bit of a headwind the whole way, so my average speed is going to be under 25 for sure. And it's just a bit more effort working. Had breakfast at Tully in a diner. A few people there getting their Sunday morning breakfast. The ladies behind the counter must have taken pity on my somewhat emaciated and grubby appearance, and they came out while I was halfway through my big breakfast and said they had a few sausages left over from another order and gave me another couple of sausages, which I gratefully accepted and demolished. The road surface here is pretty rough, which is a bit annoying. That always slows the speed a bit. And as the Sunday morning wears on, there's more and more traffic. I'm guessing once I turn left, head up onto the Atherton Tableland, that there will be less traffic. But it will also be a slow afternoon, that climb. A bit philosophical about my progress this morning. I'm hoping to make up the ground I lost yesterday. If I don't, then I'll probably stop at Ravenshoe, which will leave me about the same distance behind schedule. There's a motel there I know that I stayed at on my way up to the Cape last year, so I'll see how I go once I get past Innisfail. I might call ahead and book a room there. That's it for now.